Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Farley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rourke for a passed ball. Cunningham moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rourke for a passed ball. Cunningham scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadowski moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sadowski moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sadowski scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Roark reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-1 in the game. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bruton moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Bruton steals third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Cash steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlan, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Robinson moves to second. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-2 in the game. Farley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Farley moves to third. Sadowski moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler is walked intentionally. Ron Klein now pitching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Ron Klein. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball towards left field. Robinson makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Osborne moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Osborne trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Lawler who tags Osborne, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Bob Sadowski. Jerry Casale now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing third base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Roark and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball towards center. Bruton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bruton. Aparicio moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Cunningham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Mike Rourke. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Fernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 White Sox. Frank Larry pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Terry Fox now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Hershberger reaches third base with a triple. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 3 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Cunningham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros pinch hits for Terry Fox. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.